real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Good morning and welcome to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. I'm signing in for Miss Shannon, and you are correct. Good morning, Miss Mimi Shoneman.
Good morning, Miss Sonny. How are you?
I am doing good, and I'm excited to learn about some real estate today.
There you go. There you go.
And in with Mimi Shoneman from the, I want to make sure I say this right, RE/MAX Results, licensed realtor. Expert. And why you stop doing the food home good stuff?
What?
You used to do food recipes or something like that. We'll talk about that off the air. I need that, Mimi. I need that back.
Well, okay. I don't really know. Tell you the truth.
But bring that back. We need that comfort from the home. We need that.
Well.
In with us today. What? What were you going to say?
I'm going to say why. Okay, so I just had some really great spoon bread from Boone Tavern. Ooh. And it was amazing. And I try to get it every time I go home.
See?
Oh, see?
See, you could have brought that back to us, Mimi.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. All right. I forgive you. And we also have Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
And now is the time when you do your MNLS numbers.
NMLS 238-103, company NMLS 803-095, Cross Country Mortgage, an equal opportunity housing lender.
Oh, awesome. That's new, so. Phil.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there because that's what we always have to say.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Awesome. All right.
If you have real estate questions today, you'd like to be a part of the show, 651-641-1071.
Okay. I want to just let everybody know right off the bat, if you'd like to shop for property, you can do that by going to viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. You can schedule showings. You can ask for more information about properties, view open houses, et cetera, et cetera. ViewGreaterMinneapolisHomes.com. And Phil, compliments of Mr. Phil Olson here. We have a really nice giveaway for this particular show. Phil, you want to share what that is?
Absolutely. Considering every time we go to the grocery store, it is floored by how much it costs. We're gonna do a $25 gift card to all the callers today. If they have a mortgage question or a real estate question, ask away. We're prepared to answer. And you just have to leave your name, phone number, an email address, and we'll be putting you in a drawing, and we'll announce it at the end of the show.
And that's like $25 of free money.
That's free money, yeah.
Yeah.
651. 651-641-1071.
Everybody likes money, right?
They do, yeah. And, you know, you're about to have to take a mortgage out to get an avocado anymore. So $25, call us up with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. We are ready to talk about it.
651-641-1071.
Okay, Phil, let's do a little market update. First, the question I want you to answer is, what was your very best 30-year fixed rate that you did last week?
Last week, 5.25%.
5.25%. A little detail about the borrower.
Borrower was originally came from me, from a different lender. They were going with a straight conventional. They were told 5.5%. They called me. I looked at their financials, their income, their credit. And in the end, I found out they were a first-time home buyer. They were not offered the Home Ready program, which is a great program. The interest rate went from their 5.5% to my 5.25%. All right. With reduced mortgage insurance. And overall, it saved the client about $90 a month in payment.
Perfect. And their credit score was approximately what?
Credit score was a 721.
Okay. And so in the hierarchy of credit scores, where does that fall for all of our listeners who may not know? You kind of look for mid-range being about what, 620 and then on up?
Well, I mean, I can go all the way down to a 580. And if we're a 580 to a 640, I would tell you under most circumstances that would probably be an FHA or a government loan. All right. Once you get over 640, if you're a 640 to 690, I'd say it's going to be questionable. Do you want to go it is as a conventional loan? But if you can qualify as a Home Ready or a Home Possible program, they have a lot more latitude, all right, with the lower credit score with that specific product. If the client can qualify for some of those first-time home buyer programs, they're better off going conventional. Where would you like your credit score to be? We always say 740 plus. All right. There are some lenders, once you get to 800, you'll see bonuses out there, but that's not very common.
Do they bring you caviar when you close for that 840?
The 840? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Credit scores go
that
from
was 3. Funny, wasn't that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
He's looking at me like, well, I want to know. Is that what they do?
You caught me off guard a little bit. All right.
I want to know.
Lowest credit score is 350. Highest you can get is 850. I've been in banking, mortgage for over 30 years. I've never seen an 850.
Okay.
The highest score I've ever seen as a middle score. Keep in mind, you got three credit scores, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. You're going to have three. The highest score I've ever seen as a middle score was 841.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the lowest score you ever seen?
Oh, 376.
Because I didn't even know it went that low to three.
Oh, yeah.
And that's that because they had no trade lines, no credit?
That specific borrower had well over 25 collections. They had judgments, they had liens, and every single trade line, which is every account you've ever had is called a trade line, was negative. So not good.
And so how long did that take to get that fixed?
I was going
to
say, you worked with them?
A 376, would I work with a 376? I would be glad to give somebody a 15-minute consultation, and I do that frequently. I will look at it. I'll say, these are the things you have to do. And then people always go, well, how quick can we turn this around? If you're at a 400 credit score, you're a minimum at least a year, more than likely 2 years. And the problem is when people have a score of 400, they don't have any open trade lines, meaning they don't have any open accounts.
Okay.
They don't have open accounts. They have closed accounts or they have bad accounts that they're paying on.
Oh, you mean like, you know how they say don't close the credit card once you pay? You mean open like that?
In order to really rebuild credit, you have to have an open credit card.
Gotcha.
An active credit card.
Gotcha.
A good credit card. Because you're going to use that specific credit card every month you make your payments to rebuild your credit score.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know why we haven't had a call already for this $25 Cub gift card. Really, sincerely.
I might have to pick up the phone.
Okay, Phil, you do that. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. You know, the Twin Cities, we are definitely among the bigger cities of the whole USA. And we are starting to see some kind of a shift across the board.
Correct.
Both in real estate and mortgage. I think it's so new that we quite don't understand what is going to be driving the whole shift, but we're feeling it. And so when we say we're feeling it, what does that mean? So, for instance, some of the homes that we see on the market are not blowing off the market in multiple offers within the first 5 minutes. Mm. Some of them are taking a little bit longer to sell. And some of them, we are starting to see price reductions, which we haven't seen in many years. Mm. And we are also starting to see that the showing time data, all the slots to view a home are not all taken within as soon as it hits the market. Mm. Phil, from the mortgage perspective, what are you seeing that is indicating a shift?
All right. We, in the mortgage business, we're currently seeing mortgage companies go out of business. We're starting to see mortgage companies lay off, and they're laying off staff in the underwriting, processing, admin people. We're also seeing loan officers get out of the business. We're also seeing mergers. Now, cross country, we're great. We're having no issues. Yeah, we have done a little bit of a layoff, but we've also acquired two mortgage companies here very, very recently where we acquired the whole business to bring into CCM. We're seeing a slowdown on the East Coast, West Coast. Article came out, and I was really surprised. One of the cities that they mentioned, which was kind of blew me away, Minneapolis.
In what way did they mention it?
They mentioned it that there's a shift. And that they're starting to see the shift, what you just talked about. We'll always see that in a recession or in a market shift. We'll see it on the East and the West Coast first. Mm. then it will move to the Midwest. But the good news about the Midwest is if you have a severe recession on the East Coast or West Coast, we don't feel it as much here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Which is a big positive.
And that is great news.
Yeah.
So when we come back from this break, let's talk about what your experts are seeing or forecasting for mortgage rates coming into the third quarter.
Perfect.
And then we'll talk a little bit about some mortgage options under a rising rate environment.
And we are taking all of your questions at 651-641-1071. Stay tuned. It is the Red Hot Real Estate Show on MyTalk1071.com. To the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. I am Sonny in for Ms. Shannon, and in today we have Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results, and we have Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. And today we are talking real estate and markets in Minneapolis and real estate. If you got a question, 651-641-1071. I think we do have a caller. Can we take the call?
Let's do it.
Cool. Let's do it. Chancel, did I say that right? Good morning, Chancel.
What?
Is it Chancel? Is that how I pronounce it?
Hello?
Good morning. It's the My Talk. Yeah. Red Hot Real Estate. It's Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1.
I'm sorry. I'm walking.
Are you walking or driving?
I'm walking.
You got a question?
I want to know if I'm going through a divorce and what are my best options? Should I rent or buy?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Chancel. Give us a little backstory. What are you currently doing for housing?
Well, I live with my husband.
Do you own a home or do you rent currently?
No, we own.
Okay. Are you guys getting along? Is it an amiable divorce?
No, I don't want to get divorced. He does.
Okay. Do you get along, though? Can you negotiate with one another, or is that tense?
No, we can negotiate.
Okay. I think we probably should talk about your current home and, you know, what you guys intend to do with the current home, and then kind of work backwards from that and see what the best options for you. So maybe it would be to rent, maybe it would be to try and find another home, depending on your financial ability, Phil.
Now, there's a lot of factors here. I mean, we have to determine, one, you know, you have a current home right now. Are you going to be bought out of this house? Are you going to have to buy out your spouse with this house? Is there equity in the home? Does one party want to keep the property? Do you both want to sell it? Then it comes down to how deep are you into the divorce, be it divorce documentation.
He just told me this weekend, so.
Okay, so this is all very fresh.
Yeah.
And no, he wants me out of the house.
Okay.
We got married 2 years ago, been together 6 years.
Okay.
I sold my house, put all my money into rebuilding, adding on to our current house. So I have about $80,000 of my money put into this home.
Okay. Well, the first thing that comes to mind, Chancel, is that I think that we should refer you to a good family law attorney and then kind of put together a game plan for you, especially since this is so new.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you've left your information with our producer, we're going to put your name into the drawing, but also get back in touch with you with some resources. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Chancel. Thank you for calling in.
Sorry, you're going through that.
Phil will be in touch.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
If you got a question for the show, 651-641-1071.
Okay. So just for our listeners that are listening, you know, thank you, Chancel, for calling. But when you are just facing a divorce and you're still maybe raw from that news and you haven't really quite wrapped your brain around what's going on, there's a lot of moving pieces that need to be sorted out.
And emotion.
Yeah. So there's a lot of trauma that goes with that and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just not something that we could spend hours here talking about those sorts of things.
Yeah, folks. I mean, Mimi and I, we've worked with lots of clients specifically in the situation we're talking about right now. And for Mimi or I to be able to give you quick answers, it's one of those things where we really need to sit down with you, talk with you, map things out, make sure that you're getting some good legal advice so you understand what your options are, with the understanding sometimes things can move pretty quickly, and then sometimes these things can drag out for a long time. And it, you know, for me to be able to say you're better off going into rent or you're better off going buying a house, I'm not prepared to do that right now. Neither right. is Mimi.
Yeah.
But
the good news is we, you know, we certainly can give
people
a valuation on the property for them in a somewhat timely fashion, and also give good referrals for mm-hmm. folks that can help them as far as a family law attorney goes.
I can give them initial numbers.
Exactly. So we can get the ball rolling is what we're trying to say. So thank you for the call and for all of our other listeners. You know, $25 is a lot of money. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we're giving away compliments of Mr. Phil Olson, a $25 gift card for all of our callers that call today. So be sure and take advantage of that promotion. Okay, Phil. You do free consultations for folks, absolutely free, mm-hmm. and they can come into your office or do it on the phone.
Yep, or Zoom.
They can apply online at callphilolson.com and get the mortgage process started.
Yep.
So you don't have to, you know, come in and meet him. He won't bite you.
No, but and one of the things that people always call me about is they go, well, I'm thinking about buying a house. And I want to talk to you, but should I apply online right now when I'm thinking about doing something 6 months or a year from now? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Do you build a home from scratch without an architect? Mm-mm. You got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. The mortgage application credit is an initial plan that we'll use to help build out a mortgage in the future. And understand, maybe you're not where you want to be today, but by me looking at that information, I can give you a blueprint or a game plan, a step-by-step. And I literally have clients right now that are in programs to gain home ownership over time. Mm-hmm. And people always go, so how much is this going to cost me? It's free.
It's going to cost you time.
Well, it cost you time. Guess what? It might also cost you hearing something from me that you didn't want to hear.
Okay, mm-hmm. Phil. I want to talk about a program that Cross Country is offering called the Fast Track.
Yep.
So this is a strategy that we are seeing success with across the board for our buyers that are using this program with Cross Country Mortgage. So, Phil, let's talk about the program, how it works, and the benefits to the client.
Yep. All right. So fast tracking alone, we literally will take your file and get you 100% underwritten up front. But people need to understand kind of the process. Most lenders will do what's called a pre-approval or a pre-qualification. So what's a pre-qualification? That's you filling out an application and having your credit ran. Doesn't mean you're going to get a loan. A pre-approval is where a mortgage loan officer, their staff, looks through all your financials, your bank statements, your paycheck stubs, your W-2s, your tax returns, everything, runs the file through AUS, which is an automated underwriting system for an approval. And as long as everything's been looked at and AUS says approved eligible, that's called a pre-approval. We're in a total seller's market. I get calls from listing agents and they're going, so what stage are you in the process? They want, the listing agent is calling me wanting to know how much of a guarantee is this loan closing? And I think once we get off this break here, mm-hmm. we'll come back.
Because I'm locked into the story.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that. So what is Fast Track, and what's the benefit of Fast Track?
All right, you're listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Tune in so we can get the rest of the details on this story. If you have a question, 651-641-1071. We'll be back right here on My Talk 107.1. the State Show here on My Talk 107.1. Signing in for Miss Shannon. We have Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results and Phil Olson from Cross Country. I cannot say this right this morning. Cross Country Mortgage. And we were having a really interesting conversation about real estate. And if you have a question, 651-641-1071.
Okay, Phil. So you have a really good program that some of our clients have taken advantage of. And it's called the Fast Track Program that we were talking about at the end of the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the qualifications of what that program offer and what does the consumer need to do to qualify for it?
Okay, Fast Track is where a consumer contacts me. They fill out the application. We get credit pulled. We figure out what kind of loan we're going to do, what their maximum buying power is. They get us all their information, all their documentation, and we literally push their file through underwriting. So we actually have an underwriter review everything, and it's subject to only appraisal and title. So for all those real estate agents that might be listening to the show as well, here we have a buyer once the underwriter signs off on their loan. They are 100% approved for their loan. We can literally close their loan now in about 10 to 15 days. All we have to do is get the title work back, get the appraisal back. As long as the appraisal's good, we go to the closing table. But I'm going to take it up another notch. Once I get my client approved on Fast Track, we have a document, and it's called the $10,000 closing guarantee. Mm. Literally, once it comes out of underwriting and we have that approval, now your buyer can go shopping for a house. Mm. Once they make that offer, we can present the sellers and the selling agent a 100% underwriting approval letter to the sellers, meaning this loan is done.
Right.
But we're going to take it that next level because I'm going to give them a $10,000 closing guarantee to the sellers, meaning we don't close, Cross Country doesn't close. You, seller, are getting a check from us for $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to back that up in writing right there in the purchase agreement offer. So, Mimi, you've been doing this a long time. Pre-approval, 100% approval. Which one would you rather have?
Well, of course, the Fast Track 100% approval with the $10,000 guarantee. When you hear as a listing agent that your offer is all the way through underwriting, that's the best possible scenario.
Cat's meow.
Yes. You know, a lot of times, so let's just talk about loan officers. You know, this is a difficult real estate and mortgage environment that we're in right now. Everybody can agree to that. But when a listing agent calls you and asks you questions about, you know, how far along are you, it's nothing personal.
No.
There's no reason to be defensive about that question. We want to make sure we're doing the due diligence for our clients because every mortgage person doesn't operate the exact same way. That's why there's different companies, different loan officers. So, you know, we want to see that you have gotten all the documentation. How far into the process are they? And if a loan officer tells me that they're all the way through underwriting, then I'm going to go back and share that with my seller. And they're going to be very, very excited about that because that's just one step further that most people don't go.
Well, and right now in this market, if I were to ask you what percentage of credit unions, banks, mortgage companies are doing what we're doing right now, I would probably tell you it's maybe 20%.
Yeah.
Maybe 20%. So in this market, which more than likely you as a buyer are going to be in a multiple offer situation. I mean, it's probably 90% or better. If you have an underwriting approval, you have a $10,000 guarantee, your offer, even if it's less, it might not be the best offer. That listing agent or that seller might say, you want to know something? I'd rather go with the 100% guarantee and walk away from $5,000 less. And then the agent's calling me and I'm going, yeah, we're ready to go. How fast do you want to close? All right. And if they were to say, Phil, can you close this in 14 days, I would say, where's my property? It's in Minneapolis. Yeah, I can get an appraisal back in 3 to 4 days. Yeah, we can close in 10 days.
Okay. So everybody knows that you want to put in your arsenal all of the possible tools that you can to help your clients win in this environment. And this is just one more way that you have, Phil, that people can call you about, ask you, inquire about the Fast Track program.
Yep.
If you're approved with another mortgage company, another loan officer, we encourage you to get a second opinion by calling Phil Olson. And Phil, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at 651-238-6748. Or they can email me at phil@callphilolson.com.
Okay. You know, we talked about ARMs.
Yeah, adjustable rate mortgages. Yep.
So let's just loosely cover that for 30 seconds about what's going on in the ARM world.
Yeah, we're as you discussed, we're starting to see a shift. Okay. And when interest rates rise, you'll normally see adjustable rate mortgages sometimes start showing a little bit better interest rates. Okay. Now, what's an adjustable rate mortgage? It's a mortgage that's only fixed for a period of time. Hmm. Now, they're all 30-year fixed, but maybe they're only fixed for 5 years, or they're only fixed for 7 or 10 or 15. And those specific products can sometimes have interest rates that are less by maybe a quarter, 3/8, 0.5%, or even up to 0.75%. So are they a fit for everybody? No. Are they risky? Yes. What I will tell you is I will tell you all the risks. Mm-hmm. I will walk you through what are the scenarios. What will this look like? Mm-hmm. If you're going to own your home for 30 years, if you're elderly on a fixed income, I would probably tell you that's not a good fit. Mm. That is not a good fit. You're a first-time home buyer and your debt-to-income ratios are at 45% right now. Is that a good fit? Probably not.
Right.
You're a high-wage income earner. You're going to do a jumbo loan. You've got plenty of income. You've got plenty of assets you can fall back on. Is a 7-1 jumbo ARM that reduces your payment by $200 a month and it's fixed for the next 7 years? Is that a fit? It might be.
Right. Well, I just want to recap the risks that you talked about, because, you know, we're shifting not only in the prices of homes, how fast they're escalating, but interest rates and
the economy
coming into a recession, all that kind of thing. You know, right now, for the last, I don't even know how many years now, 7 or more years, we have had an appreciating market. But if something were to happen, especially for those people who've had to go extremely up and over the asking price,
yep,
who've had to bring a lot of cash to make up an appraisal gap, should the market turn, you want to be very aware, because those are the kind of scenarios that could throw somebody into a short sale scenario. And an ARM could possibly, if you are in an ARM and you're not able to sell at the thing, you may be able have to bring money to the table to close. Those are the kind of risks that worry me as a real estate professional.
I totally agree, Mimi. So, I mean, for somebody that's going to talk to me and we're going to talk about ARMs and we're really going to get into the weeds with that, some good people, good fits for people, investors. They own lots of properties, okay? They have liquidity. They've got lots of money in the bank. We're talking to that $1 million person that's buying $1 million home on Lake Minnetonka. They've got $10 million in the bank. They're making $500,000 a year, okay? And if they needed to sell, they could sell.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but you just, you know, I think for like the mainstream public, some people just have a higher risk tolerance than others. Mm. And some people are just, their personality profiles are just more, you know, able to do risky things.
Yep.
Even though it might not be necessarily in their long-term gain,
yep,
you know, in my impression. So right now with interest rates hovering somewhere in the 5.25 to 6 for most people, I still am very much a firm believer in the 30-year fixed.
And in my business, if you were to look at my portfolio of my clients, 99% have fixed rate mortgages.
Perfect.
I do very, very few adjustable rate ARMs, but because they're becoming more relevant, that's why we're talking about it here today.
Yeah. And I think when we come back from the break, we're going to cover a little bit about why are these interest rates rising so quickly and to talk about some temporary 2-1 buy downs.
And we'll be taking your phone calls and questions at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show with Mimi Shoneman and Phil Olson right here on My Talk 107.1. State show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Sonny in for Miss Shannon, and today we are hosted by Mimi Shoneman and Phil Olson. And if you have questions you'd like to text to Mimi, you can text her any real estate question. Don't feel bad. You can text her at 651-578-2218. And if you'd like to shop for homes, visit greaterminneapolishomes.com.
View Greater Minneapolis
Homes. View Greater Minneapolis Homes.com.
You miss that view and you won't get a view.
Yeah, that's right. View Greater Minneapolis Homes.com. Yes. And if you have a question, 651-641-1071. Because there's a $25 Cub card on the line.
Uh-huh. Right Money. Now. Right now. And right now, we only have one person entered into this drawing, so odds are good.
It's barbecue season, man. What's up?
That's right. Okay, so we were taught, we're going to switch it up here. We were going to talk about one thing, but I changed my mind.
Okay.
Spoon bread. No.
We need it, baby. Right?
Yeah. We need it.
Yes, we need it. No, seriously. So, Phil, let's talk about what people are, HELOCs. And how they are affecting people's lives right now, and how your phone is blowing up literally with questions about HELOCs because things are happening that folks didn't realize were going to happen when interest rates would go up so dramatically.
Yep. Getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting to take out home equity loans, or some people calling me regarding their home equity loans and they're going, hey, my payment's going up. Folks, a home equity loan is an interest-only loan. Mm. People need to understand that for the first 10 years. That's the way they're designed. It's a 30-year loan. First 10 years is interest-only, but it's a fully adjustable rate mortgage, which means as the mortgage bond market, the prime rate, as the prime rate goes up, your HELOC or your home equity loan is going up. And I had a client, and they have a $150,000 HELOC, and their interest rate in the last just 2.5 months has gone up 0.75%. And the Federal Reserve has come out and said multiple times now over the last 4 months that they're going to raise the prime rate potentially another 6 to 7 times this year, potentially 2 to 3 times next year. Which means if they raise here, they're talking about potentially raising 0.75% this coming month. So if that client has a 5% interest rate this month, next month they're going to have 5.75%. But if the Federal Reserve tries to match the prime rate, bringing mortgage interest rates up to match inflation, because that's what they had to do the last time, to make inflation go down, is there a possibility that your home equity loan could be at 8 or 9%? With the understanding, people go, well, how high can it go?
Right.
It can continue to go up, up, up. There's no cap. There is no cap on a home equity loan. Mm. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to have a home equity loan, I hope you can pay it off really fast.
Right.
Pay it off fast or don't take it out. You are literally, if you need cash that bad, you are better off refinancing your 4% or your 3.5% first mortgage and doing a cash out refinance and being at 5.25%. That way you're fixed for the life of the loan with the understanding when interest rates come back down, you can always refinance. But guess what? Until the Fed stops dropping the prime rate, your mortgage interest rates on your home equity loans are going to continue to go up, up, up.
And they can go up monthly.
Monthly.
Yes. Wow.
Anytime the Fed meets and they meet on a monthly basis and then they come out with their notes, in the notes, it will tell you what they're doing with the prime rate. All right. Automatically, what does the prime rate affect? Can affect student loans, car loans, credit cards, home equity loans. Now, if you need cash that bad, another route to get it would be to get a fixed rate second mortgage. But understand, a fixed rate second mortgage has a much higher interest rate than a home equity loan. And they have much shorter terms.
Let's talk about what those interest rates look like for that, for a second mortgage fixed rate, and what the consumer has to do to get it.
6%, okay? And the best probably term, maybe it's 5.5, 6. It could be a little bit higher than 6. The best term I've ever seen for a fixed rate second is a 20-year fixed. A lot of them are 15, 10, or 5. So guess what? You're going to borrow $50,000, but you have to pay it back in 10 years. For a lot of people, they're going to go, I can't afford that.
Right.
I can't afford that. So they think they're going to get a fixed rate. Can I get a fixed rate for 30 years as a second mortgage? No. I have never, ever seen anything like that. I don't know of a lender out there offering it. Who's to say? Maybe down the road, maybe somebody offers it, but I'm not seeing it out there.
Well, let's just talk about some of the smart questions that a consumer should ask their banker, because you don't do a home equity line of credits. You have referral partners for that.
I refer partners for that, correct.
Okay. Yep. What are some of the smart questions that people should be asking their banker that offers HELOCs?
I would ask the banker, can you show me scenarios here? If the prime rate goes up, can you break out what my monthly payment's going to look like if it were to go up by 1%, 2%, 3%? Okay. So in other words, that way the consumer can see, okay, if it does happen, can I afford that? All right. Is there a prepayment penalty? That would be a good question. All right. People look at the cost of a home equity loan. Home equity loans are cheap. They're about $1,000. Okay. They should also understand, you know, the terms in the contract. Is my home equity loan an interest-only payment? Ask the question. It's in there. I can guarantee you it's an interest-only loan. So when you get that statement, it says your payment is $250. Just understand, you pay the $250. Your principal balance is not going down. You take the $30,000 out and you make that $250 payment. And guess what? You pay that $250 over 10 years, you're still going to owe the same principal amount. So basically, you're just renting part of your house.
Mm. So what are some better options that people could call you with? Obviously, the fixed second mortgage. Anything else that you can think of that would be better than a HELOC?
Maybe, is there other money streams that you have that you can tap into versus taking out a home equity loan? All right. First, for some people, it might behoove them, especially for those, we are seeing a lot of calls where people are doing cash out refinances. Yes, their rate is going up, but it's saving them $1,000 or $1,500 a month because they're taking their cash and they're paying off all their credit card debt or their car loans or whatever the case may be. In that scenario, maybe you're better off going from 3.5% to 5% because it saves you $1,000 a month.
In any event, it's going to save you a lot of money to talk to Phil. Right?
I'm going to definitely save you money, or I'm going to tell you at least here are the options you should look at. Here are the concerns. Here are the risks. Ultimately, you, the consumer, has to make the choice as to what you want to do.
Okay. In 1 minute, Phil, highlight a 2-1 temporary buy down.
2-1 temporary buy down. Not a lot of lenders offer it. We have the ability, if your interest rate was say you got quoted 5.375%. With our 2-1 buy down program, in the first year, your interest rate would be 3.375%. In the second year, it would then move to 4.375%. And in the third year, through the remaining term of the contract, your interest rate would be fixed at 5.375%. This is a great program to help people get into houses who have a good job. Their income is going up. So guess what? In the first year, that program maybe saves you $500 a month. Then in the second year, it saves you $250. And then the third year, you're at your fully indexed mortgage payment for the life of the loan. So it's called a 2-1 buy down. We're buying down the rate to lower the monthly payment. for the first year and the second year.
And so who is that good for?
That can be good for a first-time home buyer, could be. That could be also great for a move-up buyer, all right? I think it's great for somebody that understands, hey, I've got a great job, great income, I've been getting continuous bonuses and continuous pay increases. That's a good one.
You want to listen to our... We're wrapping this up, basically. Sorry, I got caught up in Phil's story. Check out this episode as well as previous episodes at MyTalk1071. You can contact Mimi Shoneman at...
ViewGreaterMinneapolisHomes.com.
And Phil Olson.
651-238-6748.
That's it. Again, keyword...
Happy Sunday, folks.
Happy Sunday.